Trigger warning. The following episode contains references to gore, human suffering, death, factual inaccuracies, several entitled people making light of all these things. If any of the aforementioned topics cause you discomfort, you may want to listen to a different episode.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to make untall people in a single drop. I'm Andy.
The Decapitator. Exciting name or truth in advertising? I'm Adam.
Safety regulations? But how could you regulate joy? I'm Kelly.
You have offended the king and his crown. You're too young to take off your whole head. Off with part of her head. I'm Sean, and this is Acid Pop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This week, we're going to be talking about amusement park rides.
I'm already amused.
Good.
Those are scary.
Even at a standard, they're pretty scary, so.
I welcome more excuses to avoid roller coasters.
So, amuse comes from Old French amuser, which means to stare stupidly at, gape, wonder, or waste time.
Okay.
That sounds like the French.
That's what they think of fun. And park is from Latin pericus, meaning enclosure or pen. A pen full of stupid people staring off into space.
It kind of puts a different spin on it.
You have made a roller coaster, but it does not have enough ennui.
And ride comes from Old English rudan, meaning ride.
Rudan.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say it means giant pterodactyl that Godzilla fights.
So there's no cool Greek name for a fear of roller coasters. It's just roller coaster phobia. But but it is a recognized phenomenon, and people do get treatment for it.
Sounds like the name of a pretty fun roller coaster.
I feel like roller coasters aren't going to creep up behind you in a dark alley. Like, you can treat that phobia just not, by not going to Six Flags.
Yeah, that's true.
Walking down the alleyway and you hear...
Yeah. What if it's so bad you can't even pass by an amusement park?
Yeah.
Don't move to California or Florida.
Then don't go there.
Just don't go in there.
So we're on to our acid pop quiz. So true or false, you are more likely to die on an amusement park ride than in a car.
That sounds false.
False. There's too many cars.
Yeah.
How many people have you seen die on an amusement park ride?
None.
How many people have you seen die in a car?
None.
You've passed by accidents where people have died.
But I didn't see them die. Those dead people could have gotten there anytime.
They could have come from anywhere.
You prove this to me.
Well, this is false, and the numbers don't line up exactly, but there are roughly 2 deaths per year from 1.7 billion roller coaster rides, and 4 deaths per billion miles of travel in cars, and a lot more deaths per year. So assuming that a roller coaster goes 1 mile on a loop, which is probably a little bit exaggerated, but even at that, it's still much more likely to die in a car.
Mm-hmm. How do we know the people that died on the roller coasters weren't just predisposed to dying on roller coasters?
Yep. It's true. Maybe they just had a heart attack.
I'm allergic to Top Gun the ride.
I can't be upside down. Please, no.
So true or false? The U.S. government regulates amusement park ride safety.
Oh, I hope so.
That somehow seems false to me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the carnies just do it on their own.
I want to keep big government out of my roller coasters. I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I'm on the fence about it. Like, it seems like one of those, like, pointless things they'd probably meddle in, but I'm also going to say false. Well, I mean, one of those frivolous things.
I don't know. Like, I remember carnivals setting up in vacant lots around my house when I was little, and I don't remember men in like dark suits with glasses like checking things out at the beginning. So I'm also gonna say false.
Hardly ever see a government contractor come to town with the Reno Rodeo.
So this is false, and this is an interesting story. In 1977, the newly formed Consumer Product Safety Commission was put in charge of amusement park safety regulations after the aptly named Chance Manufacturing Company was sued when its door lock failed on its zipper ride, causing 4 deaths on 4 separate occasions.
Wait, 4 deaths each time or just one each time?
No. It failed once per time and killed one person per time.
We got to stop putting people in that row.
Just don't mind the blood, just get in the car.
So yeah, in 1977, they were put in charge of it. However, in 1981, under pressure from the amusement park industry, Congress determined that amusement park rides were not, in fact, consumer products. Rather, the companies owned the products and consumers purchased experiences. So, the CPSC had no control over them, and this is still the case today.
Right. They're amusement park lobbyists?
Yep.
Think they're dressed as clowns?
I hope so.
Be like some of the seediest lobbyists.
Stay the fuck out of my business.
Just suitcases full of popcorn.
Bribing with churros.
Does anyone smell corn dogs?
Funnel cake?
Oh, I really shouldn't.
So true or false, in response to this, all U.S. states have amusement park safety regulations. So since the government, the U.S. government won't do it, state governments handle it on their own.
I mean, are we calling like those portable amusement parks the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say true, but not all states do it.
False.
Not all states enforce it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say false. I'd say most states do, but like Alaska's never bothered.
Why would they?
Yep, you guys got it then. It is false.
Damn.
But you guys got right on the money. Most states do. However, there are a few that don't, including Alabama, sure. Mississippi, mm-hmm. Montana, Wyoming, Utah, and Nevada.
Yay!
I'm not going on any more roller coasters run by people that are chewing tobacco.
It just means our rides are more fun.
Well, the thing about it is their argument in these states is that they just don't have that many amusement park rides. And when the like carnivals come to town, they have to okay those rides in other states, so it's probably safe here. But, you know, then there's Las Vegas, and they've got freaking roller coasters on top of skyscrapers.
Heck, there's Wild Waters with the wave pool that wants to kill you.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the wave pool itself that is malicious.
They found the angriest water and contained it in one box.
They have an angry tiki god behind the wall.
Well, time for our fill in the blanks. When were the first amusement park rides made?
Ancient Greece.
Oh, man, this sounds like something that would pop up during a world's fair.
Yeah, I think that's where the Ferris wheel started, was a world fair.
I'm going to say like the 1890s.
I like your instinct with the 1800s. Say beginning of the 1800s.
I'm going to go smack dab in the middle, say like 1850.
Well, it depends on your definition of an amusement park ride. Some of the first things that were sort of in that classification were in St. Petersburg in the 1600s.
And riding horses doesn't count.
No, these were giant hills covered in ice that were about 80 feet tall and had a slope of 50 degrees. So the sides of these ice slides had wooden reinforced planks to keep people from flying off the sides, and they would give people sleds and they would shoot down these giant ice mountains.
That sounds really fun.
If by amusing you mean terrifying.
Yeah. But Adam actually nailed it for the first actually built ride. It was in 1817 and it had wheeled cars that were locked onto a track. And this was in Paris and was called Promenades Ariennes.
What is it with the French and being on the forefront of amusement?
Yeah. How tall is the tallest roller coaster?
Are we talking like the one on top of a skyscraper where the skyscraper height counts?
No, this is like the biggest fall. Like you go down a hill. What's the biggest drop?
I don't know. It sounds like a big drop.
Don't you shoot like the Superman one, you shoot up 100 and something?
Is that a lot?
I don't know. 250 feet.
Whoa. 500 feet.
Ooh.
1 mile. Continue.
10 feet's a story, give or take.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely taller than that.
Well, I'm thinking of how many stories would be ridiculous.
It's about 12, but yeah.
May have overshot one.
I said give or take.
Yeah, well, for every five stories, you'd gain an extra one at that point.
Got it. I'm not willing to do that much math for this.
Just say a number of stories. I'll do it.
I'm going to say 26 stories.
26? That's a hard number to do.
25 stories?
So that's 132 times 2. That'd be 264. 264. So what did you say, Adam? 100?
I said 500 feet.
Oh, no. You said 500. Andy said 100.
I said 250 feet.
250. Okay. Well, in that case, Kelly is the closest without going over, but Adam got very close.
Really?
Yep. So this is the King Daka at Six Flags in New Jersey, and it is 456 feet or 139 meters tall.
That's too many feet.
Yep. When it goes down its biggest hill, it gets up to 128 miles per hour or 206 kilometers per hour.
I want a roller coaster so fast that my screams have to catch up with me.
Yeah, it's getting there. So that's the tallest, but it is not the fastest at 128 miles per hour. How fast is the fastest?
Jeez.
You said that's 128?
128 seems too fast already.
It's pretty fast.
It's that death coaster we discussed in a previous episode.
Yeah.
250.
That's so fast.
150.
178 miles per hour.
Oh, Kelly nailed it. It was 150.
Wow.
Woo!
So this is the Formula Rosa at Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi. So it reaches speeds of 150 miles per hour or 240 kilometers per hour.
No.
And so we're on to our terms. What does verrucht mean?
That when you've been verrucht, it's when you demand a golden egg, a goose to lay gold eggs for Easter, and you fall into a trash chute.
Yeah, saw that coming. That's when you play a carny game that's like rigged.
Uh-huh.
That's when you vomit while on a ride.
Verrucht!
Yep.
The ride just pulls it out of you.
So verrucht is a German word meaning insane. This is the name given to the world's tallest water slide in Kansas. This ride gained more than a little infamy when Caleb Schwab, son of State Representative Scott Schwab, was decapitated while going down the slide on August 8th as the park opened its gates to honor elected officials and their families.
Ouch.
How did this happen?
With a human sacrifice.
So this water slide is 168 feet or 51 meters tall. Riders climb into small rafts and shoot down an incline. Then there's a bit of a rise before a second incline. During testing of the slide, it was found that crash test dummies had a bad habit of becoming airborne on the mid-hump. So the solution? Add a net covering the entire slide held in place with metal poles.
No.
Brilliant!
Guys, stop.
Unfortunately, it was one of these poles that Caleb lost his head to. The ride was shut down, and in the resulting investigation, it was found that the ride's creators had overlooked safety warnings and done their best to cover up 14 serious injuries riders had received in the last 2 years. The slide was shut down forever, and the riders went to jail. Or not the riders, the creators went to jail.
It's awkward since it was just a corpse.
So, all right, you body and head, into your cells.
Anyone who has ever ridden the slide is now in prison. A long national nightmare is over.
But just think of how cool that is now. Like, if they didn't tear it down, it's like a haunted, abandoned water slide.
Yeah, at night you can hear something like a bowling ball going down a tube.
Call it rolling thunder. So what is Dolly's drop?
Dolly's drop is when you have a drop so fast and high that your body ragdolls as you're going down.
Like that.
Oh no, my dolly.
Someone might said to be heard or something like that.
No, Dolly's drop is a drop that happens so rapidly that it leaves a copy of you at the top.
How about I
Dolly, the sheep reference.
Dolly's drop is a drop so fast that it melts all your clocks.
Oh, D-A-L-I,
I get it.
Yeah. I think you guys have took all the dolly jokes. It's a ride that swings you around so fast that you become a country western singer.
Get off
well,
with
golly,
the
that was fun.
Got my brains all scrambled.
Felt like I worked 9 to 5.
So on January 3rd in 1984, a woman was decapitated when she was thrown from Disneyland's ride, the Matterhorn, after her bobsled struck another. Honestly, I don't know how she got decapitated from being thrown out of a bobsled, but
right
apparently that's what happened.
Yeti up top.
Yeah, just snatched it right off her shoulders.
So the spot where she was ejected from the ride is referred to as Dolly's Drop by employees at Disneyland.
Hmm.
Now I don't want to go on the Matterhorn.
Now I want to go on it more.
So what are Zamps?
It's the book series you used to get us to read.
Puns aplenty.
Zamps are ramps that zoom you.
It's what Carney started calling marks when marks got too well-known in common parlance.
Yeah.
Look at this bunch of Zamps.
No, Zamps are rides for children.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it was a fun word. So what is the goodbye room?
Oh, God.
There's no good answer to that. That's where you put your pet down.
Oh, no.
And then go to the fair?
We know that you just lost your dog. Here's a clown.
And some free cotton candy.
And the goodbye room is it's the room where the line for the ride is.
Ah.
Right. See, I was going to say the goodbye room is the room they lead you through after you get right up to the front of the line. You're like, no, I can't do this.
To the goodbye room with him.
Also called the wimp's way out.
I'll take it.
A.K.A. Andy's exit.
Very rarely.
So the goodbye room is the final room on the ride It's a Small World After All. On November 9th, 2009, an emergency caused the ride to stop and alerted people to evacuate.
Okay.
However, a quadriplegic man in the goodbye room was unable to exit the ride. Other than stopping the cars, the ride was still operational, and the man was forced to sit in a stationary car, not sure what the emergency was or if it was coming for him, for 40 minutes while the repetitive music blared and the lights flashed. The man sued Disney for not having adequate emergency features to accommodate someone like him and was awarded $8,000.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like torture.
Pretty much. And that concludes our acid pop quiz. So we're on to our stories, and I broke these stories up into three categories. There's being somewhere you shouldn't, faulty rides, and non-lethal incidents.
Oh, see, I thought most of these were going to be decapitation.
There's a lot of decapitation. I'll put that right out in front.
I'll take being somewhere you shouldn't for $1,000, Alex.
All right. So on June 1966... Thomas Guy Cleveland didn't feel like paying Anaheim, California's Disneyland's exorbitant entrance fee, so he decided to sneak in. Mm-hmm. While I admire this man's frugality, his choice of entry points was perhaps not the best.
Monorail.
He decided to come in along the monorail. As he made his way down the tracks, he was spotted by the security guards.
Hey!
You're not a train!
Choo-choo!
Wait a sec.
So they were less interested in apprehending him than they were letting him know that the monorail was coming up behind him.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
So 20 feet in the air, or 6 meters in the air, with nowhere to go, Tom tried to jump to a fiberglass canopy below, but was struck by the train before he made it out. His body was dragged 40 feet, or 13 meters, before the train came to a stop. And the security guard on duty said that he had to hose the kid off the underside.
Oof.
Yeah, with a monorail, you don't really have much of an escape route.
No. There's no space between the tracks because there's only one.
Go around.
Yeah.
Nah, if there was a train coming, I'd hear like the ding, 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 ding.
Well, even if you did realize the train was coming, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah. I personally take my chance with the drop. Yeah, I mean,
have to. I think a
two-story, two-story drop is better than being smooshed by a train.
Jump for a tree or something.
Jump for the security guard. Break your fall.
Catch me. Yeah.
Well, the mascot costumes.
So on April 25th in 2008 in Burtsk, Siberia, 6-year-old Maxim and his friends snuck into an amusement park after hours. The group figured out how to start up the Ferris wheel, and Maxim hopped in. As the wheel slowly cranked up, Maxim decided it would be cool to switch baskets.
Mm-hmm. It is cool.
Unfortunately, he slipped and was left dangling from a bar. The wheel continued on for about another quarter turn, and right at the peak, Maxim lost his grip, plunging 45 feet or 15 meters to his death. We know this happened because some of the other kids recorded the incident on their phones.
And you said he was how old?
He was 6 years old.
That's wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Russian kid for you, I guess.
As Maxim dangled for his life, the other kids encouraged him to hang on and laughed and continued to film. In the aftermath, the police said that they're looking for the children that recorded the video. While it's pretty clear that there isn't anything they could have done to help, they could still use a lesson in not being little assholes.
End quote.
To Siberia with you.
Oh, wait.
We're already in Siberia.
So, yeah, that's one of the videos that you can go watch if you are feeling extremely morbid.
I'll pass.
So on June 28th, 2008, an unnamed teen was riding the Batman ride at Six Flags in Austell, Georgia, when his lucky hat blew off. Once the ride was finished, he decided he really couldn't live without that hat.
They do have hat stores.
That hat was the only thing keeping him alive.
Yeah, do they have lucky hat stores?
He snuck into the inner workings of the ride and was looking for his hat with a befuddled look on his face when, in typical Batman fashion, the ride struck up behind him and hit him in the head. But in atypical Batman fashion, it took his head clean off because it struck him at 50 miles per hour or 80 kilometers per hour.
A large word bubble appeared saying, blam!
Zip!
So much for non-lethal Batman interference.
Yeah. Well, he never used a gun.
That's true. And that's all the stories that I had about being somewhere you shouldn't.
Give me... I feel like we should end with something that is lethal, so let's go non-lethal now.
Okay. That was my worst category, but we can do it.
I was going to say, I feel like these amusement ride accidents that don't kill people are probably going to be ones that you want to die from.
Forever stuck in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, being chased by the pirates round and round.
Please send help.
So on May 6, 2016, in Omaha, Nebraska, Elizabeth Gilreth was at a Cinco de Mayo festival riding the King's Crown. Basically, what happens to this is you and seven other people sit in a giant crown that spins around real fast.
Blech.
So as the crown rocked from side to side, her long, curly red hair got caught in some of the machinery. As family and friends shouted to stop the ride, Elizabeth's hair was wound up until she was scalped by the ride.
You asked for this, Andy. You did this to us.
From her eyebrows to the back of her head was basically lost. And Elizabeth underwent several rounds of skin grafts over the next few months to try to put her head back together again.
If she lost the skin above her eyebrows, that's most of her expression capability.
Yeah, she just looked very, very surprised.
You got to learn how to wrinkle your skull at that point.
That was a full body cringe for me. I have a lot of hair.
Yeah. Keep it in a ponytail, folks. So on June 21st in 2007, 13-year-old Caitlin Lassiter was dropped off at Six Flags in Louisville, Kentucky with some friends. The first ride they got onto was Superman's Tower of Power, the most phallic ride in the park.
Superman demanded we name it this.
So this ride basically raises you into the air and drops you really fast. So as the ride cranked the teens up, the seats they were in began to judder and smoke.
And smoke?
Cables of the ride began to cascade down over the teens, falling around their heads and limbs.
Just special effects trying to scare them.
So the girls struggled to get the wires free as the ride reached its apex and inevitably dropped. Caitlin shut her eyes and screamed, and while her and the car descended, the cables stayed in place, along with both her legs.
Ah!
Her right foot was cleanly cut off and doctors were able to reattach it, but her left leg was too badly mangled to save.
Yeah, that's That sounds great.
Oh, man. I just like that moment where you just like look at your feet all tangled up and you can't bend over because this thing's got you by the shoulders. Yeah. And well, you see, just like
it's bad enough that it starts juddering and smoking. And all of a sudden it starts wrapping you up in cables like some sort of supervillainy thing.
Yeah, it's like some sort of machine monster coming to life to eat you.
Yeah, clearly Lex Luthor got into it.
Superman 4, The Quest for Legs.
No, you're bad.
June 2nd, 2015. The Smiley is a roller coaster with more inversions than any other, and it's at an amusement park called Alton Towers in Staffordshire, UK.
Nothing about this sounds reliable or trustworthy.
on the front, does it say turn that frown upside down?
Oi, you want to ride the Smiley?
So this ride has four cars that each hold 16 people, and they take turns whizzing through the loops.
Ew, gross.
Whizzing through the loops, my R. Kelly cover band.
So early on the day of the accident, one of the cars was reporting that it had errors. While some engineers looked into the problem, some other engineers added a fifth backup car to the track, assuming that the faulty one would need to be removed. However, the problem was fixed and the ride started up again. Later on, one of the cars was at the top of the very first drop when it stopped and reported that there was another car on the tracks. This was true, but the engineer on duty leaned over, counted three cars in the bay, and said to himself, well, three cars in the bay, one car at the top, that's all four cars. So he shrugged and pushed the manual override button and sent the car hurtling through the loops.
I know better than some damn machine.
So the riders watched as their car raced towards the distressingly stationary car at the bottom of one of the loops, and it inevitably slammed into the back of it. The two cars crushed together and then rocked back and forth at the bottom of the loop with the front four passengers right in the middle there. All 16 people received serious injuries, and two of the people in the front row had a leg amputated each.
Like, on scene or afterwards?
I don't know, but this video is a little safer to watch because you can't really see any of the people getting hurt. But what you can see is like one of these loops just has a car hanging out at the bottom of it. The other one slams into it and then they just rock back and forth for 2 minutes or more.
Oh, wow.
Like one of those desktop toys. And right in the middle of these multi-ton pieces of steel are four people. And just like they're just...
Stop.
So yeah, pretty bad.
Turn these people into an executive ball clicker.
Forevermore known as the frowny. And so I guess our final category is faulty rides. So on June 14th, 1986, the Mindbender, which at the time was the largest indoor roller coaster, had one of its wheel bolts work loose as the ride approached a loop in the track. Dragging one wheel, the coaster didn't have the speed it needed to make it all the way through the loop and fell backwards. Fishtailing as it came back down, it crashed into a concrete pillar. Luckily, the rear car of the coaster was empty when it hit the pillar, so no one in the car was injured by the impact. Unfortunately, it was empty because as the coaster stalled out, for some unknown reason, the lap bars sprung open and the four passengers fell 25 feet to the concrete below.
I think this car is empty. Somebody could have been hurt.
It's a very broken roller coaster.
Quick, eject!
Wait, when does the warranty run out on this car?
So three of the four people that fell died, and the remaining man was severely injured.
Traumatized.
Yeah.
Did he have his mind bended?
I'd say probably more than anyone.
You really don't want the emergency procedure for the coaster to be, something's broken, release!
Yeah.
Eject, eject!
You're free! Fly, my children!
We're not liable for anything that happens while you're not connected to the roller coaster.
It's a weird pre-recorded message.
You just sneak it in there while you're waiting for the ride.
So on July 26, 2017, the Ohio State Fair has a ride called the Fireball, and it's basically a six-pointed star, and each point has a bank of seats that holds four people. The star starts to spin, and it's also the bottom of a pendulum that swings back and forth. So it spins and swings at the same time.
And pendulizes.
Yep. On this day, the ride was fully loaded and in full swing when one of the banks of seats suddenly flew off the ride, spooning people as it went. 7 people were injured and 1 died. So the reason it was more than 4 is because it hit several people on its way down.
Oh, I when you said the fireball, I was expecting the thing to burst into flames.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Someone just forget to screw it in that morning?
Well, in the aftermath, it was found that the ride, which was 18 years old, had some corrosion on its support beams, and that was the point of failure.
If only I had been there, I could have prevented this. The government trained me to deal with rust.
Well, the thing was about a lot of these rides, actually, is that whenever one of these accidents happen, they go back and look at the last safety report because these rides get inspected fairly regularly. And the thing about this was like these beams sort of like wrapped around the ride. So the point where it was rusting was inside where nobody could see it. So nobody could have spotted that it was rusty and falling apart. Yeah.
If you can't see it, you don't need to maintain it. That's the rule.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Rust Beam.
Oh, and this ride was slated to go to a festival in Canada the next week, but they said, no thanks.
You could take it back.
Canada actually does require safety on their rides.
Canada's better than us at everything. Except capitalism.
Not better at having milk and cartons.
So on October 25th, 2016, Dream World Amusement Park in the Gold Coast of Australia had a rafting ride called Thunder River Rapids. So if you haven't been on one of these rides, there's basically these giant sturdy inner tubes that can hold 6 to 8 people, and it sloshes around in a watery track.
I love
in a watery grave.
Yeah. Every once in a while, a big conveyor belt cranks these rafts up to the top of a hill so they can slide through to the next section. So on this ride, an empty raft got stuck at the bottom section of one of the conveyor belts. And a moment later, a raft carrying 6 people hit the empty raft and flipped over.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. The 6 people became trapped under the giant raft, and then the raft got wedged in the conveyor belt and began to be dragged underwater.
Just started eating people.
Yeah, this one was probably the most like a final destination of any of the ones we've discussed. So ride operators immediately shut down the ride and drained it of water, but 4 of the 6 people were still killed.
I don't know if you can drain the raft, like the ride, fast enough to save people from drowning.
Yeah. So this was the highest casualty at an amusement park in Australia in almost 30 years. And in response, the park was closed forever, the ride was torn down, and a memorial was erected in its place.
Wow.
Once again, showing that Australians are not ones to do things by halves.
Yep. Australians don't fuck around. If we're going to make jeeps to get rid of these goddamn ostriches.
And that was our final story.
You have to put down the amusement park once it gets a taste for blood.
They lose so many people to spiders and snakes every year. They can't afford to lose them to amusement parks.
True.
This is supposed to be a happy place.
I feel like that would be preferable to lose your life to fun rather than nature.
To Australians, that is fun. Does anybody have any good personal stories about amusement park rides?
I mean, I haven't gotten to an amusement park in a long time. My wife hates rides.
Yeah.
Wife hates fun? Is that what you said?
I remember going to, is it Magic Mountain? Over in California. We like Six Flags Magic Mountain in California.
Yeah, something like that.
With a bunch of guys. And like, I started to get sick because of all the rides.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the day, like, what a wimp. Like, no, guys, like, I'm getting a huge headache and I ended up throwing up everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love roller coasters, but I feel like anytime I have a day, like, kind of devoted to them, I get a headache at some point.
Yeah, there's a lot of banging and clanging in those things.
So yeah, and I don't mind roller coasters. I don't like the sensation of huge drops, but
yeah.
So that Superman's erection ride would not be for me.
I don't know that I've ever been on a ride that I didn't like. Like, I pretty much like all amusement park rides. The closest I got was I went in Texas. There's a Six Flags there, and I went on the world's largest wooden roller coaster. And man, that thing just beats the shit out of you as you go around the turns. Like, I came off of that thing bruised from head to toe. So I didn't like that. But outside that, man, I'll ride anything.
I do really like the, you see them at all the parking lot amusement parks, the cone that just spins around really fast and pins into the wall.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like the most amount of danger for the least amount of effort.
I see, and I'm not a huge, like, and mostly because of my father. who would take us on the teacup rides and take his gigantic strong arms and go, okay, kids, time to throw up.
That's the best part.
Anything that spins me around like rapidly, I'm just like, nah.
Like the teacups or Billy Idol.
Yeah. It spins me right now.
Yeah, I can't look at a amusement park ride without getting nauseous, so I don't have any exciting stories.
Every time we go someplace, like, we'll go to Disney World, and try to convince my wife to go on any ride other than like, okay, we're going on Peter Pan now.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I do like the raft rides. Those are fun.
See, yeah. Those usually aren't too bad.
No, or like the log flumes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the most intense ones that I've been on are still both in Reno at a casino there. They've got one of those giant A-frame swings, and they just crank you up. And I don't know how far it is, but it's a really long way. And yeah, you basically just like hang in a giant diaper. And
yeah, care for that.
They've got this rope that cranks you up, and it takes probably 2 or 3 minutes to crank you all the way to the top. And the whole time you're doing that, your face is pointed straight at the ground as it gets further and further away from you. And then when you get to the top, they tell you, oh yeah, you have to let yourself down. So there's a ripcord on your chest, and you pull that, and that will start your swinging.
You will be your own executioner.
Yeah, it's just like, man, I am super stoked to go on those rides, but getting up there, even me, it's like it takes a little bit of a deep breath to pull that cord.
Like it feels like rides like that, like very little needs to go wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas like even like the rickety-est like parking lot amusement park ride, like there's so many moving parts and pieces of metal in there. Like even if something breaks, like something else is gonna get in its way.
Yeah, well, I feel like I'd like pull the ripcord on that and hear like a Velcro like and just fall.
Wrong lever.
Right.
Yeah, and then the one right next to that is basically the world's largest slingshot, where you're in a metal cage and then you're on the ground and then it's attached to two bungee cords and they crank the bungee cords up while you stand still. And then they just like let you go and you just go and just fire into the sky.
I feel like the metal cage it's meant to look safe, but yeah. You're right next to the freeway as well. Yeah. So if that thing launches you, you're going to land on somebody's car.
Yeah, but I mean, they're in more danger than you are.
The bungees on those things terrify me.
Yeah.
I know they're like super heavy duty and all that, but they look like they're frayed.
Yeah,
like they look like a frayed rope that's been like baking in the sun for 20 years.
Which they have. But I mean, like if they're cranking the bungee cords up and they all snap, you're not going anywhere in that one.
Yeah. Just
unless they snap at the top.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, on the giant swing, if those cords snap, then you're just dead.
Yeah. But yeah, I when I was younger, I went on, you know, amusement park rides and roller coasters, every one I could find. And when I was in high school, I remember I was watching a Discovery Channel show about, like, the world's top 10 roller coasters. And I had been on 6 of them, which I was pretty proud of at the time. So yeah
I mean, some people seek those out.
Yeah. I love me some amusement park rides.
No. Give me the Carousel of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I like the swings.
Yeah. All right. Well, if no one has any more personal stories, we're going to move on to what are your morals worth? So here's the deal. I've got a briefcase. The briefcase is full of money, and I have stowed it away somewhere on a roller coaster. Oh,
I mean, I could hold that briefcase for you for a little bit.
No. I'll feed it. So how much money would have to be in that briefcase for you to sneak into the inner workings of the roller coaster to try and find it?
Let me see. How much money is my head worth?
So here's the thing. You can go into this as prepared as you want. You've got one full day to time the ride out, like that scene in The Rock, and just like figure out all the rhythms of everything and when it's okay to go and when it's not.
Wear a helmet.
Yep.
Yeah.
That way your head will be in good condition when it comes off.
A very sturdy neck brace. 100,000.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to lose my head. So give me $1 million so my wife can live comfortably.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I feel like I could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
it's a lot of climbing potentially.
Yeah. Oh no, I feel confident that I could do it. It's just that the confidence is false.
Oh, I have to climb it?
Well, it's just somewhere, you know, roller coasters are tall.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm not very good at climbing. They do have ladders.
Yeah, but it's probably not going to be like on a platform somewhere. You know, it's not going to be at the entrance to the ride as you step up to it. It's like tucked in between two beams, you know, below the final drop or something.
It's underneath the water in Pirates of the Caribbean, and you got to swim.
That would be pretty scary.
I'm going to say 250,000.
Okay. Not bad. Oh, boy. How much would I do this? I do like climbing, and I do like roller coasters. Maybe I could spend the rest of the day at the park after I got the money.
Man, it sounds like its own reward.
You're the one who hit the money.
Yeah. Hey, no fair. You know right where it is.
Oh, here it is in my car.
You guys are looking way off.
Can I climb your roller coaster for like 50,000 bucks?
For a year's salary? Yeah, I'd probably do that. 75,000, let's say that.
Nah, it's got to give me a million because my head coming off.
You know, with that attitude, maybe.
All right. Well, I think that's all we've got for this week. But before we said goodbye, I just wanted to stop and mention that lately our podcast has been doing quite well. And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone out there because we couldn't do without you, clearly. And you know what having all these downloads makes me want?
Cookies.
Nachos.
Nope. More downloads. So I was thinking, why don't you recommend us to a friend of yours that also likes the same gross stuff you do? Or if you have a really touchy friend that you don't feel like hanging out anymore, why not send them the vomit episode? I think that's all we've got for this week. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Thanks to my co-hosts, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If you would like more information about today's episode, check out our website at acidpoppodcast.podbean.com. You can also find us on Twitter at acidpoppodcast and contact us at acidpoppodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us all the stars you can. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week. Hello, everyone. They interrupted me with just screaming.
Jump scares. Got to keep everyone on their toes.
Yeah.